You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. I know I've been off the air for the last month, but I was dealing with that little cold, and you can hear the tail end of it right now. I feel fabulous. It's just that it's affected my voice a little bit, and I have a little bit of a cough, but I feel fabulous right now. So because it's been so long since I've been on the air, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Maribel.
Hi, Maribel. What's your question?
So I wanted to get some insight into, like, love opportunities.
Okay. Let's see what I want. I'm getting for you here. Okay, so it's saying that there's a amazing fire sign here coming towards you. He's a little reckless, and what I mean by that is that he's not very good at stating how he feels, but he's actually very good at showing you how he feels. So this is a guy that would slay dragons for you, Maribel, right? And he's coming toward you next year, middle of next year. So if there's anything you need to do to feel more powerful or more confident about yourself, I want you to tackle that during the first 6 months of the new year. So if you've always promised yourself to get in better physical shape, this is the time to do it. If you've always promised yourself to learn how to do public speaking or anything that improves your professional career, this is the time to do it, because it's saying that it's some peripheral thing connected with what you do for work that introduces you to this guy. And I'm telling you, when you meet him, you're going to know. He is as cute as can be, but he's a little reckless. And what I mean by that is that he's not good at telling you how he feels. He's good at showing you how he feels. And he's going to be into you from the minute he meets you. You're the one that's going to have to hold your horses when it comes to sex. Okay? Seriously, this guy, he's the guy. So anything you need to do to make yourself feel better about yourself during the first 6 months, it says your power months for romance are July and August of next year. Now, it doesn't mean that other guys aren't going to flirt with you between, you know, the now and then. I'm just telling you that the guy, the one that you probably could spend the rest of your life with, is coming towards you in July or August of next year. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 608 area code. Hello, 608. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. What's your question for me today?
I'm going to need to find a new job towards the end of the summer, and I'm just lost on what I want to do or what a good fit for me is.
Okay, so here's the thing. Your background and experience applies to a lot of different industries. And it says here that you're very, very good at what you do, to the point of actually even being able to teach people to do what you do. So I'm wondering if you've ever thought about going into human resources as a trainer.
Okay, no.
Okay, and the reason I say that is that when people meet you, they like you, but you already know that, okay? So when people meet you, they like you. What I love about that for you is it's saying that if you were to show up at start applying for jobs that are HR training, all right? When people meet you, they like you right away. It's interesting because you're so good at helping people focus on one thing at a time that you training people under that guise. And the nice thing about that is that kind of job would be Monday through Friday, weekends off. It would pay you pretty well. But I also think that with your background, all you have to do is add that you did training in the other jobs that you did, which is not a lie because you trained other people. And then you apply it to more of an HR kind of perspective.
Okay.
Because what it's saying here is that when people meet you, they like you, all right? That's 90% of people paying attention to you, all right? What it's also saying here is that you are doing a bit of a shift from what you did before, but your background actually acts as an amazing foundation for you to go in that direction. So I would start looking up human resources trainers with your city and see what you come up with.
Okay.
But it's saying here that that job would happen for you pretty quickly. So I'm not worried about you and finding a job at all.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 205 area code. Hello, 205. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Patricia calling from Alabama.
Hi, Patricia. What's your
Hi,
question
thank you for
me
taking
today?
My call.
Oh, sure, sure.
My question is, may I ask for a general read?
Well, okay, that's why people book a session with me. So I do
okay.
this program so you could ask me a specific question and I can show you that I know what I'm doing.
Okay, okay. Well, my specific question is nursing, coming to the end of the semester, nursing fundamentals, I'm rocky there. Do you see me successfully passing this semester to move
okay,
forward
so
to the
here,
next semester?
Here's the thing. You've got this card that says, will you just start trusting yourself?
Mm. Yes. Wow.
Just start trusting yourself because you have two amazing cards here. In traditional tarot, there's a card called the World. It's the best card in the deck. And it's followed, it's preceded by a card called Trust. So it literally says, trust yourself and the final puzzle piece that you need will be put in place so you know you're exactly going in the right direction right now. I know it's hard, but I'm so proud of you for actually taking up studies that literally challenge that brain of yours.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you so much.
So instead of doubting yourself, start trusting yourself. I have to tell you, there was somebody that was so worried about taking her her RN exams, and she worried about it so much that the first time she took it, she failed, all right?
Mm.
The second
mm-hmm.
time she took it, I just said to her, you know this stuff. Will you just go into the test with the idea that you know this stuff? And then the second time she took it, she passed. So I'm just telling you that you just got to trust yourself, fabulous Patricia, because this says you've got this.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Okay. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
You're welcome.
You.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hello. Hello, this is Anne.
Oh, hi, Anne. What's your question today?
My question is about meeting a new group of friends and a new romantic relationship, and not really a timeline, but more about I've tried different meetup groups and stuff and different just any activities or areas you see me going to meet new people or
So here's what it says. It says here that if you could do one of these meetup things where it's about learning something you don't know, that's
oh.
a better way for you to connect not only with new friends, but
mm-hmm.
but it's saying here that it's going to introduce you to people that are a little bit more, oh, I don't know, polished, intelligent. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I would recommend things like signing up for Toastmasters where you learn how to speak publicly. And if you're already comfortable doing that, it just allows you to go to that next level. But you're going to meet
right.
a group of people that are professional. So it's okay. not about a meetup Scrabble group. It's not about anything like that. It literally is where, I mean, I'd much rather you decide to volunteer at the Salvation Army and feed people for Christmas than for you.
Oh, I do that already.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you for that because, and what it's saying here.
And I do animal, and like SPCA, I do volunteer for animal organizations.
All our critters are rescues, so you've just placed yourself into my heart for that. So you're doing all the right things. I just would like you to start taking things that are more of a learning experience for you.
Right.
For example, if you were
I haven't done professional things.
Okay, well, there's always OSHA classes in every city, and most of those classes are very low cost or free. So if you were to take up, you know, your CPR certification or your first aid certification or fire safety or water safety, literally for a one-day class, you're going to meet a bunch of people that you wouldn't normally meet. You see?
True.
And what I'm getting is it's something where you're learning ends up you meeting a group of people that end up being better friends to you. And not the friends that are looking to have you pay their way, friends that are looking to actually make it a friendship.
I have an artistic side that I haven't really used, and I'm something I've always wanted to take, like painting classes, actually.
Okay, that sounds great to me. Okay, because, you know, the fastest way to meet fast friends would be to go to Joann's and take up any of their classes. So whether it's the basics of oil painting or it's learning how to sew or whatever it is, if you're just looking for friendships, that's the fastest way to do it. People that are crafty, and I mean crafty in a good way, not crafty in a sneaky way, that would be the best kind of relationship for you to connect with. Because you're learning something, you see?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right, you guys, hang in there. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 505. Hello, 505. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Patricia.
Oh, didn't I just talk to you?
No, I'm a different one.
Oh, we have two Patricias. That's so funny. Okay, what's your question for me today?
My question is, I've been babysitting for my ex-husband and his wife, and they treat me so wonderful. I love their children. And I was just wondering what the cards say about me continuing to reach out in this manner to their family. I do feel a big connection, and especially to the children, and I just wanted to make sure if this was a good thing for me to do.
So I don't mind that you've become an adopted aunt. I don't mind that. What I worry about a little bit is the idea of your generosity being taken advantage of.
Hmm.
I mean, the thing is the relationship with the kids, perfect, Patricia. But I also get a little bit of this feeling as though your goodwill is being taken advantage of.
Oh, and I don't see that because they're very generous with me. But
okay.
I just wanted to make sure there's not going to be any, you know, issues going forward or like codependencies.
No, I don't see that. But I do see that you start structuring things so that there's a work-life balance with this. That, you know, here's the thing, is there's no question in my mind that they feel amazing and comfortable that you're taking care of their offspring. That's not the issue. Sorry, excuse me. What I am seeing, though, is I wonder if you are filling your life with other things that have nothing to do with their kids.
Oh, no, I see what you mean.
So here's the thing, is that they could take advantage of the fact that you don't have a social life, for example, or they would take advantage of the fact that you're more available than not available. And what you're doing is choosing to limit your life or making this your life purpose instead of making it more of a life balance where you have a life outside of their kids.
Right.
So that would be my only concern.
Okay.
Because
otherwise it's good.
Well, of course. But, you know, here's the other thought is when does that end? When is there a plan for you to not take care of the kids down the road?
Yeah,
or is this one of those assumed things that, you know, they need you till they don't need you, and then what are you going to do?
I see. Okay.
So
yeah,
so
they do have other people in line. Yeah, I see what you mean.
But see, this is you creating one day a week or 2 days a week where you're doing things that satisfy the big grown-up side of you and this natural intuitive side of you that you're not doing anything about developing right now.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you
and
later.
And I wanted to ask, will you be doing your end of year reading?
Oh, my God, you remember that. Yes, I am. I'll be doing a thank you for that. Everybody listening, I do a two-hour broadcast on usually right around New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. So this broadcast might be actually on December 29th, which is a Sunday, because I am booked for some New Year's events. So I will probably be doing it a little early this year. So thank you for remembering that, Patricia.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day.
December 29th?
Probably, yeah. Just keep, you know, look on Twitter, look on Instagram. That's where I post stuff, Facebook, that kind of stuff. So don't worry, I'll announce it. All right,
thank you.
See you later. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I've got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415, who's this?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica, what's your question?
Hi. Just wondering what the cards are saying. I've gone through a lot of changes with just sort of drama, I guess, the last couple of days with relationships, including my parents, and I think that's finally completed, which I'm sort of going through some stuff with this morning.
So here's the vibration with these relationships. People have started to take you for granted or take advantage of your good nature, and
yes,
it's time for you to basically draw the boundaries and give people a bit of a reality check. So you can say, look, I'm not your ATM, or look, I'm not going to make you cookies at the drop of a hat. Whatever it is, it's time for you to put your foot down. So the fact that you have a bit of an understanding right now, and they still kind of have their panties in a wad about it, but I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I basically all told them all to go shove it. It's been going on for a really long time, and I can't do it to myself anymore.
Right.
Exactly what you said.
Yeah, they have made a very broad assumption of your character, and that you're going to automatically or compulsively help them. And what it's saying is that, nope, not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Seriously, it says here that if you don't bring harmony to your own chaos, then you're going to be at the will of other people. And that's the last thing you want. So, Jessica, you did the right thing. And even though it feels a little painful for you to stand up for yourself, it's exactly what needed to happen.
Okay, thank you for saying that. Yeah.
All right, gal pal.
Just going through sadness. Okay,
no,
thank
you're
you very
fine.
Much.
You're going to be fine. And the other thing, too, is find those things that basically validate your decision to authentically be you, all right? One of my favorite books on the planet is a book called The Four Agreements. The author is Ruiz. If you've never read it, get that book.
Maybe I'll read it again. Yeah,
read it again. It'll take you an hour to read it. It's not very long. But it really puts in perspective that most people's bull crap has nothing to do with you. It's their bull crap.
Yeah.
You know, the
okay.
old saying,
thank you.
Not my circus, mm-hmm. not my monkeys, right?
That's the whole thing, yes. I know. It's just I'm starting fresh with all relationships. That's a wonderful place to be, but it's also like I'm all alone.
No, that's not going to happen. That there will be the right people that fill in. I'm just saying, there'll be the right people to fill in. Because nature abhors a vacuum. All right, Jessica, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 951 area code. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nathaniel. I wanted to see if you see
me. Hey, Nathaniel. How are you?
Good. I didn't know if you remember me. I
do remember you.
I wanted to see if you see me getting a new job.
Okay, let's see. So I don't know if you were tuned into the program at the beginning, but I want to tell you that there's somebody. I told a woman earlier in the program today that her background experience would actually allow her to go in a slightly different direction, and I'm seeing the same for you. Right smack in the middle of your reading is a card that is the most powerful spiritual card in my deck, and I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and the name of that card is called The Master. That's the card you have right smack in the middle of your reading. So it literally means that spirit is trying to guide you to the next thing, and if you can just do what I call the meaning of life, which is pay attention, it's saying that the new opportunity can be presenting itself to you as quickly as the next 3 weeks. So here's the thing. You've got this card that says when people meet you, they love you. And there's something about men that meet you want you to be their brother. Women that meet you want to be your best friend, okay? What I get is this feeling of very pure energy that you project out there. Okay, so if you can just get past the fear of meeting some new people and even taking your background and experience to training what you've done before, which is what I told someone earlier in the program, that is exactly the kind of job that would be ideal for you. So we take all that wonderful experience that you have, we put in our resume that you actually trained people how to do it, and then you go in that industry to see if you can get a job training people to do what you already know how to do.
Okay.
But it says here that over the next, and I'm going to give you a time frame, it says that over the next 10 months, you're in this very lucky phase right now. So you being in the right place at the right time is literally to your benefit. So that's why I'm suggesting that you go, what part of my career over the last many years that I like the best? What part of that do I think I'm the best at? And what industry could I then turn around and see if I could be hired as a trainer to show other people how to do it?
So you think I might train people how to do something?
Yes. And what it says here is that you'd truly enjoy it because you have natural patience when it comes to people. You just do. And again,
yeah.
It says here Spirit's guiding you toward the job that you've never done before, but that you're going to find that you really enjoy. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. Awesome to talk to you.
Mom.
See you later.
Awesome.
Okay,
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.